Hello everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of Traditionally Speaking. My name's Tom, and today my good friend Joe and I are going to be discussing some brand new American TV movies set around Christmas time and filmed here in Bonnie Scotland.
And I'll tell you, they're starting to find your country very attractive out there. You just had a few of them just this last year.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if you're a long-term listener of Traditionally Speaking, you'll know that we've covered a similar topic in the past, where we looked at Christmas in the Highlands and A Castle for Christmas. And both of these films did really well. And as a result, we now have another three films to talk about. One came out in December 2022, and the other two came out in December 2023. So they're all recent movies, and all of them with an American cast and also a British cast filmed here in different parts of Scotland. So it'll be fun to talk about.
Well, and certainly, you know, as we were just mentioning before this podcast, with the technology today, they're able to do filming anywhere they need to. And Scotland has such beautiful country and is such a gorgeous landscape. It doesn't surprise me that more movies are being made out in that direction. Not to mention, they don't have to actually design a set with a real castle when you've got them in Scotland.
Yes, absolutely. And we do have, you know, lots of different stately homes and castles and historical monuments here. And these films have often made really good use of them. So that's been an interesting thing, actually, is the fact that they showcase really different areas of Scotland. And, you know, it's not geographically a big place compared to America. I mean, you could probably fit it into somewhere like Rhode Island and no one would notice it. But yet, in terms of culture and heritage, it's very, very diverse. And the different regions of Scotland all have, you know, different charms of their own.
And extremely rich. I mean, boy, you've had a tremendous culture through the years and a varied one. So it's not like it's been the same thing over and over again. You've had just about everybody from the Romans on, you know, in your country. But anyway, tell us a little more about the movies that were just made.
Yeah, sure thing. Well, why don't we start back in December 2022 and Saving Christmas Spirit. Now, this is a film that was predominantly filmed in and around the Fort William area, which is in the Highlands of Scotland. It's a beautiful town, lots and lots to recommend it. And you see a lot of what makes the town so scenic in this movie, because there's a Christmas fair in the town square. There's all sorts of different showcasing of the town's different monuments. But one place that does stand out is Kinloch Moidart House, which is it's a beautiful monument, actually. It's a stately home which was designed in the 19th century and is used as a hotel in the film. So to put you in the picture, the film is about an American archaeologist called Dr. Lucy Stewart, who's played by Ashley Newborough. She was a prolific performer in a number of Hallmark movies. And in this particular TV movie, her character has come to Scotland on the search of a very particular burial shrine. Now, the interesting thing is, it does bring in all sorts of accurate mythology related to Scotland's folklore. And this particular shrine is to the Queen of Winter. So she goes looking for it, doesn't find exactly what she's looking for initially, but does find romance in the form of a chap called Duncan, played by James Robinson, who runs his own whiskey distillery. And unfortunately for him, the economic climate hasn't been particularly good to his product. Things aren't looking too good, but what he doesn't realise is, by working together with this archaeologist, not only do they find a few surprises along the way, but he also finds a way of saving his business. So it's a happy ending all round.
Sounds like a perfect Hallmark movie.
Yeah, it does have very appealing leads, actually, because there is, you know, quite a reasonable chemistry between the two stars. But there's also this kind of if you remember the Canterville Ghost,
of course,
Oscar Wilde story. There's a very similar kind of subplot going on with the father, the deceased father of the male star, who's doing a bit of matchmaking between his son and this archaeologist, and it's quite interesting to see, actually, because it's a good film if you're in the right kind of mood for it. No one's going to give it any prizes for originality, but it's charming, and you know it's certainly. But no, it does. It makes fantastic use of the scenery in the Highlands, which is a good thing, because not all films do. You know, a lot of them tend to focus only on one particular region. This one actually is much more apt to cover a wider geographical area. So from that point of view, you know, there's lots to recommend it.
So what's the next one that we're talking about?
Well, the next one was called Christmas in Scotland, and it's a film that pretty much does what it says on the tin. It's all about an American designer. She is an installation and exterior designer, and she comes to Scotland on holiday with her father, who has always wanted to come to Scotland. So she visits this area, which is actually filmed not too far from here. It's a beautiful town called Cowras in Fife, and it has retained much of its original architecture, which makes it very, very popular with filmmakers. So she comes to this particular town. It's not called Cowras in the film, of course. It's called Glenrothie, which doesn't exist. So she has a look around. She's a little bit dismayed to find out that there are no Christmas lights because the laird of the town doesn't allow them. But she meets the laird's son, whose name is Alex Glenrothie, played by Dominic Waters. And as a result, she's able to come to get to know the people better in the town. She is able to get the town entered into a competition with rival towns in the area, and is able to bring a little bit of New York glamour to a little rural settlement. So the star of the film is Jill Winternitz, who plays a character called Emma McKenzie, and it's up to her to try and bring everyone together just in time for Christmas.
Well, and every town needs a little Christmas spirit, so it's always nice to see. You know, that it's amazing how our media sometimes triggers real life things happening in other areas, going, yeah, why don't we decorate anymore? So I love seeing movies like that, because it really instills a spirit in other people that are watching it. So yeah, it's just fun.
And one of the really fun things about this film, actually, is if you know the area well, it's one of these movies where people turn a corner and then they end up somewhere that's miles and miles away. So although this is a little fishing village in Fife, and as I say, a very scenic, very well-known one, it's often used for series like Outlander, because of its amazingly well-preserved architecture, you'll see a character disappear around the corner, and then they appear at a pub, which is actually miles and miles away, in a town called Doon. Now, Doon, of course, is a famous place because the very first pistol to be fired in the American Revolutionary War was manufactured in Doon. So it has that to its name. It was a very famous place for pistol manufacture, and it makes an appearance in the film as well. So, you know, there's lots of little individual places around, some of them very scenic, some of them very historical, which you see making an appearance throughout the film.
Wow, that sounds like it'd be a fun one to watch. And what about the third one?
Well, the third one is also the most recent, and it is A Merry Scottish Christmas. Now, this is an official Hallmark movie, and it had lots and lots of media coverage on the lead-up to its release, because it brought back together Lacey Chabert and Scott Wolfe, who had played siblings in the 1990s TV series Party of Five.
Yeah, I remember that one. Okay. Yeah.
So there was lots of razzmatazz about the fact that you know they were reuniting as siblings in this movie. Now Lacey Chabert famously has been in more Hallmark Christmas movies than anyone else, and she holds that record. She's been in many other Hallmark movies besides, and she has a a great chemistry with Scott Wolf. They are apparently good friends in real life. So that's going on. But also we have this interesting story because it turns out actually that their mother is a duchess, which they hadn't realised. She had sort of neglected to mention this fact. So they all come back to Scotland to talk about this inheritance and whether or not the mother takes on the estate. Does she want to? Does she want her kids to do it? Lacey Chabert's character is a medical doctor, so she has a practice back in America. Scott Wolf's character is going through all kinds of personal issues, and he doesn't know if he wants to relocate. So there's all sorts of family drama going on in the background, but mercifully, James Robinson, the same actor who played the love interest in Saving Christmas Spirit, he's on hand to show them some of the various different Scottish Christmas traditions that are over here. But what's interesting about the film is that the actual castle that features in it is Dunn's Castle, which is down in the Borders. Very beautiful building. But about 90% of the movie is actually filmed in Ireland, where you can get tax breaks for filming. So consequently, the majority of the film is over there. And the Irish scenery is beautiful, absolutely incredible. And the Irish people are great as well. But, you know, so it's a wonderful place to shoot a movie. So again, it's one of those films where everything's stitched together from many, many different locations.
And there's certainly, you know, you see that more and more happening with the different film producers, because it's like some areas are perfect for this, some areas are perfect for that. But again, you're seeing a lot more international, and you know, you've always seen a lot of international locales filmed in these movies, but you're seeing more Scottish and Irish, as you mentioned. You know, so filmmakers are definitely reaching out and trying different things and going different places because they're able to. So yeah. And with the technology, it's easy to move equipment around and much more efficient than it was before.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really nice to see so many different Hallmark movies and other independently produced TV movies taking place in and around the area, because you could almost have an entirely different section on films that are shot in Ireland, because Lacey Chabert, not that very long ago, had appeared in Christmas at Castle Hart, which is in Ireland, and that was beautifully produced as well. So, I mean, they have a lot of fun with this movie. As I say, the chemistry between her and her on-screen brother is very good, and as is indeed her chemistry with the love interest, Mac Bell, the character's name is, and it's just a really interesting take on how things are done, because there's a whole lot of interesting scenes with Scottish dance, with Scottish music, and in particular with Scottish food as well. When you're introduced to Scottish square sausage, or Lauren sausage, as it's called over here, and all of these other delicacies.
It's so almost like our traditionally speaking in movie form.
Exactly.
We're showing different customs and different things that we've done through the years. And this way it lets everybody see how different countries celebrate our Christmas Yuletide. So it's wonderful that I think this is developing more and more. Now, do you know of any new ones coming out?
Well, there have been some new ones that have not had a Christmas setting, which is quite interesting, because that to me suggests that more might be in the pipeline. I mean, up until recently, the Netflix TV movie A Castle for Christmas, that was the one that had the highest profile. That was one with Brooke Shields and Perry Elwes. Right. Now that a Merry Scottish Christmas has come out, I think that's enjoyed pretty much the same level of interest, because obviously Lacey Chabert has such a huge following, particularly amongst Hallmark fans. Yes. And people are more likely to watch her movies because she's been doing them for so long. I think 2010 was her first one. So consequently, you know, I think that's brought the Scottish setting to a lot of people's attention. I think that it's certainly interested people in terms of the various different traditions and customs that have been introduced in it. And I mean, again, probably not the most original movie, and there is going to be, we all know, a happy ending pretty much before things start. You could more or less write parts of the script yourself, because you know what's going to happen before it happens. But in spite of that, you know, it's perfect for Christmas watching. There's lots of you know, fun to be had here, and lots of really good interplay between the different actors.
Well, and again, you know, if people are more interested in Christmas in Scotland, I think I have a wonderful reference source for that. And it, you know, it seems to me, I think I know the author too. Why don't you mention that one? Because I think you know him too.
Yeah, it's funny you should mention that. Yes, there is a book which came out just last year called Scotland's Christmas. And amongst the various different things about Christmas in Scotland that are mentioned in there are lots of the movies that have been filmed here. And some of them have been filmed by Scottish production teams in Scotland, but many of them have been filmed by American companies, you know, in the different various regions of Scotland, some of them with American actors, some of them with Scottish actors, and a mix in between. So if that interests you, there's certainly lots to enjoy in that particular subject, and I'm sure more still to come.
And I gotta tell all our listeners, Tom, you did a fabulous job. You and your co-writer Murray Cook did an absolutely excellent job explaining all the history involved. And it's a very different history than most countries you wouldn't even believe all the changes that have happened and how much later Scotland got into the Christmas game than most countries. But you did an excellent job pointing that out. So I would definitely recommend that book highly. And anybody that's interested can find it through Tom here. So,
and you know, it's an amazing thing, because that topic, the fact that Scotland's Christmas was effectively banned for about 400 years, that's raised in Christmas in Scotland, it's raised in A Merry Scottish Christmas. You know, we see them touch on the reasons behind it, and that's fun to see as well, actually, that it's starting to come more into, you know, sort of modern parlance, if you like. People are looking at it more objectively now and realizing the big historical differences between how Christmas was celebrated in Scotland and how it was celebrated by our neighbors.
And it's like your book is coming to life. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, this is a fun subject, and I'm sure anybody that's interested should look up these movies and others like it to see some of the locales that have been filmed outside of the U.S. and some of the cultures involved, because it's really fascinating. And Tom and I have learned so much about so many countries and the way things have happened. And that's part of the fun of us doing this podcast is, boy, you and I are getting a history lesson every time we do something.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, I think that's the really interesting thing about it, you know, and something that is really to be celebrated, is it shows not just that Christmas is something that's universally enjoyed in so many different parts of the world, but also that everyone has a very slightly different way of doing it. And this is a great way of discovering, you know, more about it,
which makes it more fun. So, yeah. And, you know, again, this is all about traditions. And if anybody wants to pick up some of these traditions from other countries, not a bad thing. I'm going to get some Christmas crackers next year. I thoroughly enjoyed this, Tom, and I think our viewers will have too. And, you know, if anybody else would like to chime in and talk about some of the things that Tom's talked about or ask questions, by all means, contact us at traditionally-speaking.com and give us your thoughts and questions. We'd love to answer them.
Yeah, if you've got a favorite Christmas movie that's been set in Scotland or the UK more widely, or even in a different European locale, let us know. Tell us about it, and let us know what it was about those films that you enjoyed so much.
And we might even talk about those in another podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Because there's plenty to talk about.
Well, Tom, again, this has been a lot of fun, and I'm sure you've piqued some interest on some of our viewers. So I think we move on to the next thing, our next podcast, which will be out in a month.
Yep. Stay tuned, folks, because you never know what our next topic is going to be.
Heck, I don't even know. Thank you again, Tom. Appreciate all your insight on this.
Yes, thanks so much, Joe, for a really interesting discussion. And thanks, everyone at home, for having joined us. I hope that you'll tune in again soon.